Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest three-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy.
Marvelous, darling.
Yes, you are marvelous. How's everyone doing? My marvelous audience. This is the biggest 3-day weekend online. Welcome to this marvelous radio show. Brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. You're here with the D-Man, Darren Barrett. Just want to start this wonderful weekend off with a classic from the King of Pop himself, Michael Jackson, who died 6 years ago yesterday. Here is one of his greatest songs from the greatest, most sold album of all time, Thriller. Here's Billie Jean.
Yeah.
Maybe when you think he will do something, he the president is just too rigid to do something this, but guess what? He just pulled something out of the hat and surprised you. That was a wonderful, wonderful speech that eulogy he gave to Clemente Pinckney, and also not only that, he also included the other eight people who died along with Reverend Pinckney. And I must say, if you missed it, you better not try to avoid it. I'm telling you, if you didn't get to see it, you missed out on an incredible exercise of oratory muscles. Seriously, if you're able to see it again, please check C-SPAN or CNN to see if you're able to get a repeat of it. That was a wonderful. Eulogy. I don't usually talk about eulogies or even mention eulogies, or recommend them if people want to listen to them. I mean, it's not something that most people don't want to hear. I mean, especially in this day, especially in this time, and especially for me, myself, because, you know, like I said, Michael Jackson died 6 years ago. That's why I played Billie Jean, and I played the long version because it made me, like I've mentioned it many, many times before, if it wasn't for Billie Jean, I would be scared to death to ask a girl out to dance with me. For real, seriously. I would be I'd be petrified down to my shoes to ask a girl to dance with me. And I just have to say, I would never be able to dance with a woman if it weren't for Billie Jean. I mean, I'd probably just be break dancing, you know. You know, probably die of breakdancing injuries or something in my 90s or something, in some old folks home, something like that. But anyway, I just rest in peace, MJ, always. And also rest in peace, the Charleston 9. And I hope you all trying to keep yourselves cool because it is really hot. I do have some good news and bad news for the weather. The bad news is it's hot. And, of course, why is it hot? Because, well, because it's freaking June. That's why it's hot. So, you know. Yes. But the good news is that it's not going to be as hot as it was last weekend because we were, like, facing, like, triple digits. It's right now, it's 94 degrees with a high of 95 degrees and a low of 72. It's going to get a little bit cooler than it was last night, simply because we're going to have some isolated showers, some hit-and-miss showers all over central Georgia. Saturday is going to be a little bit cooler, give or take a degree. The high for Saturday is going to be 91, and the low is going to be 68 degrees, give or take some thunderstorms, isolated thunderstorms here and there throughout the Central Georgia area, little pockets of Central Georgia. And round off the weekend, it's going to be, the high is going to be 89 with a low of 65 degrees. So it's going to get cooler and cooler as the weekend goes by. But definitely enjoy the sunshine while you still have it right now, because don't get too spoiled by it, because there will be some rain here and there, some cloudy, some dark clouds coming up, some thunderous clouds coming up this weekend. So don't be caught off guard. Have your umbrella handy while you still have it. Anyway, I'm gonna go. Of course, you know what was going on right now. I'm just going to go into the news because it's been some big, big, really big news that's been going on right now as we speak, besides President Obama's eulogy of Reverend Clemente Pinckney. Here are now the news. The Supreme Court extends same-sex marriage nationwide. Nationwide, everybody. This is from Noel Kaczynski from WJXA. The Supreme Court has declared that same-sex couples have a right to marry anywhere in the United States. Gay and lesbian couples can already marry in 36 states and in the District of Columbia, a.k.a. Washington, D.C. The court's ruling today means that the remaining 14 states in the South and Midwest will have to stop enforcing their bans on same-sex marriage. The outcome is the culmination of two decades of Supreme Court litigation over marriage and gay rights generally. Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote the majority opinion, just as he did in the court's previous three major gay rights cases dating back to 1996. Also, the Supreme Court has declared same-sex couples have a right to marry anywhere. As a matter of fact, Attorney General Sam Olens released a statement on the Supreme Court's ruling, stating, "Today, the Supreme Court of the United States has ruled the Constitution requires a state to license a marriage between two people of the same sex and to recognize a marriage between two people of the same sex when the marriage was lawfully licensed and performed out of state. It does not permit bans on same-sex marriage. In our system of government, the Supreme Court bears the ultimate responsibility for determining the constitutionality of our laws. Once the Supreme Court has ruled, it is the law of the land. As such, Georgia will follow the law and adhere to the ruling of the court." So I guess you might say, if you happen to be in a same-sex couple, or you have relatives who are in same-sex couple marriage, a same-sex couple, they're now able to be legally wedded. So for those who are in same-sex couples, congratulations. You don't have to go to Vermont or Massachusetts. You can go any state in the country. I know some people are going to get mad, but, you know, I mean, it was going to happen. It was bound to happen. Matter of fact, I'm kind of wondering, speaking of which, I'm kind of wondering why Turner Classics Movie was playing Guess Who's Coming to Dinner last night. That kind of made, like, are they trying to say something here? I don't know. Guess. But anyway, speaking of which, not only it's nationwide, but of course it's it's going to be nationwide. So now even people, same-sex couples, are allowed or can get married in Bibb County, Macon, Bibb County, right now. As a matter of fact, there's a picture in WGXA's website. If you can check it out, the picture of Rachel and A.G. Morrissey became the first same-sex couple to get married in Bibb County Magistrate Court this morning, following a Supreme Court decision legalizing the unions. Judge William Sherling married the couple following an earlier same-sex wedding Friday morning. WGXA's David Johnson talked to the Morrissey family and a priest who said he will not perform a same-sex wedding for the religious reasons, and he will probably go more into detail of that on WGXA News at 6 o'clock. So check your local listings. Those are our Central Georgia watchers, listeners. Definitely check out WGXA News at 6 on ABC 16. So you can check it out and follow up. So WGXA's David Johnson will talk more into detail about the Morrisseys, Rachel and A.J. Morrissey, getting married today at Bibb County Magistrate Court today. There is a lot of things that's been going on. I just had to say something about it. You know I had to say something about it. Of course, we had some other deaths that passed away. We had the Nature Boy, Buddy Landell, who was basically at odds with the original Nature Boy, the other Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Woo! Yes. He passed away, too, I think at the age of 54. He was not that old of a dude. It's like all these wrestlers just dropping like flies, man. What is it about the lifestyle of these wrestlers that just make them just keel over? I mean, I remember Brad Armstrong. Brad Armstrong, he died like about 3 years ago. He was like 51. He was barely in his 50s. I don't know what happened, man. What happened? Sad, man. Really sad situation. Also, we had two people in Hollywood who died. Mr. Dick Van Patten, who played the family patriarch on the ABC series 8 Is Enough, has died. His publicist, Jeff Ballard, confirmed to the Hollywood Reporter, Mr. Van Patten was 86 years old. The soft-spoken actor died earlier this week, Tuesday morning, at St. John's Hospital in Santa Monica due to complications from diabetes. Like I said, you got to be careful, man. Diabetes is a silent killer. And Jeff Ballard, Mr. Van Patten's publicist, said in the statement said that he was, quote, he was the kindest man you could ever meet in life. A loving family man, they don't make him like him anymore, quote, unquote. I heard that. Survivors include his wife of 62 years, Pat Van Patten, a former June Taylor dancer, sons Nels, Jimmy, and Vincent Van Patten, sister Joyce Van Patten, and niece Talia Balsam, all actors, and his half-brother, Emmy-winning director Tim Van Patten. Oh, yeah, I remember Jimmy, Vincent Van Patten. I think it was either Jimmy or Vincent Van Patten. They were, I think one of those two guys, one of the Van Pattens, played on the TV show The White Shadow. Yeah, on The White Shadow. That was on CBS, a very popular show back in the late 70s, early 80s, starring Ken Howard, where this guy was like a white coach to this all-black basketball team. I remember that show. That was a really good show. Van Patten's Ain't Enough character, Tom Bradford, was named number 33 in TV Guide's list of the 50 greatest dads of all time. In 2004 and his 2009 biography was titled 80 Is Not Enough. 8 Is Enough, which was an hour-long comedy drama about a family with 8 kids, ran for 5 seasons on ABC from 1977 to 1981. His character played a columnist for a Sacramento newspaper. The show was based on the life of a real newspaperman, and the series spawned a couple of reunion telefilms. Those basically made-for-TV films, basically. Before 8 Is Enough, there was a Father's Knows Best, All Goody Goody. Quote-unquote, Van Patten recalled in a 2011 interview with the Archive of American Television, on 8 Is Enough, we dealt with real problems. Willie Ames, who played son Tommy Bradford on the show, told the Hollywood Reporter that Van Patten was the most sincere person I'd ever worked with. Added Ames, he says, I remember he often tell us before shooting a scene that he'd have that smile on that face. I want you to look around and remember this time. These are the good old days. These are great days, so enjoy them. He was the leader of our show. And in his 7-decade career, Van Patten appeared in all media, on stage, radio, and more than 600 shows, TV, and films. He was seen in the Mel Brooks comedies High Anxiety back in 1977, Spaceballs in 1987, and Robin Hood, Men in Tights in 1993, where he portrayed Friar Tuck in a Brooks sitcom When Things Were Rotten. He was a Disney regular. He was also starred in such family films as Super Dad in 1973, The Strongest Man in the World in 1975, playing along with Kurt Russell, The Shaggy D.A. back in 1976, Gus in 1976, and Freaky Friday in 1976. More recently, Van Patten appeared on a TV series such as Arrested Development, The Sarah Silverman Program, That 70s Show, and Hot in Cleveland. Wow, okay, Hot in Cleveland with Betty White. Wow, that's cool. He was born December 9, 1928 in Queens, New York. He attended the Professional Children's School and began his show business career as Dickie Van Patten, child actor. He has done a lot of work. I didn't know he did all this. Wow, he was seen in such other TV shows, such as he was on the new Dick Van Dyke Show and The Love Boat. He was in such shows in The Rookies, Cannon, Banyan, Maude, Love American Style, SWAT, wow, Happy Days, Barnaby Jones, McMillan and Wife, The Streets of San Francisco, and Baywatch. That is incredible. Incredible. Wow. Actress Renee Taylor, a friend of Van Patten's for more than 50 years, told The Hollywood Reporter that the actor put aside an amount each week to potentially lose at the track. She asked his wife how he could put up with that. Pat said, his wife said, I get to buy the same amount in jewelry. That is incredible. That was he was a good actor. This is the reason why I wish I was famous enough so I'd be able to meet these people before they pass away. I just want to give a round of applause. May you rest in peace, Dick Van Patten. There's a lot of stuff I want to talk to you about, but I know time flies. I might have to save some of it for Saturday, but I just want to get to the meat of things, the things that are going on right now. Of course, you know, the United States is trying to win their third Women's World Cup Soccer World Championship, and right now it hasn't started yet. It hasn't started yet, though, but on Fox, there is they are playing the Women's World Cup right now as we speak. The game that's playing right now is Germany versus France, and so far it's tied up 0-0. So it should be finishing up in about another half hour, because I think USA is going to be playing against China tonight at 7:30 p.m. on Fox. So definitely check your cable listings, your local listings, your local cable listings or satellite listings to see where you'll be able to get Fox, the Fox network, to play and check out this great, great World Cup match, Women's World Cup matches right now, going on right now. Also, just want to say rest in peace to James Horner. He was an incredible movie composer. My Heart Will Go On, the song My Heart Will Go On, and Homer's score for Titanic won Academy Awards in 1998. Mr. James Horner was 61 years old when he was killed when a small plane he was flying crashed in rugged terrain near Santa Barbara earlier this week. His representatives confirmed in a statement, Horner was called a shining light. He wrote more than 110 movie scores, including for Braveheart, A Beautiful Mind, House in Santa Fog, and also, of course, you know, for Titanic. Now that, and also, he, matter of fact, there was he first worked with James Cameron, by the way, long before Titanic. He first worked with James Cameron back in 1980 when they made this sci-fi Star Wars knockoff back in 1980 called Battle Beyond the Stars, which Cameron designed the sets and Horner wrote the music. Wow. And says Battle Beyond the Stars, according to James Cameron, said had this huge score. Says to us it was like John Williams. He had been classically trained and he knew what he was doing, and we were all shocked. And they were, and also James Horner also did the music for the 1986 film Aliens, which was the big studio production, Cameron's big studio production, which was the huge blockbuster sequel to Alien. Matter of fact, not that many people know about this, but James Horner composed the soundtrack for the Oscar-winning Civil War movie Glory, starring Oscar winners Denzel Washington and Morgan Freeman, which Denzel Washington won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for that film in his role. And even though he didn't get nominated, just want to let the listeners know about this before we turn in, before we sign off. Not that many people know this, but he didn't. I'm surprised they rarely gave him credit in the film. I don't know why, but you can get the soundtrack. It's still available. I had to say something about this because that is a wonderful, moving soundtrack. In fact, if you have the soundtrack, you realize that one of the scores in the film where it says the Battle of Fort Wagner, you could hear the music. You can tell. I'm not saying that he ripped off Carmina Burana, but there's some parts of it that does sound very, very similar to Carmina Burana. If you know what I'm talking about, you go to YouTube and check out the musical, the movie trailer for Glory, and you'll know what I'm talking about. The movie that they used in that video, that was Carmina Burana. And if you've ever seen the movie, the scene of the Battle of Fort Wagner, it sounds very similar to it. But it's a shame that he didn't get an Oscar for that. He should have, though, as far as I was concerned. But nevertheless, James Horner, he was redeemed for it. He didn't get an Oscar, but he did win a Grammy for it, though, which I'm very pleased with. He did get his work didn't go unrewarded. He did win a Grammy for the soundtrack of Glory for best recording original score for a motion picture. So I'm very happy about that. And wow, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? Time flies. There's so many things I want to talk to you about because there's so many stories. But we'll definitely have some things going on for tomorrow, for Saturday, and for as well as Sunday. There's going to be some stuff I want to talk about, especially about Jeb Bush running for president. We're going to have a third Bush. Will there be a Bush 45? Who knows? And also we're going to talk about Donald Trump running for president again and why a certain network is not going to air the Miss Universe or Miss USA pageants on their networks because of his outbursts about bad-mouthing Mexicans and other Latinos. Well, it's 5:34. I know I'm running a little bit over, but I'm just going to play just a little bit. Just to close the show, I'm going to play a little bit of the Glory soundtrack. That's the only soundtrack musical piece that I have of James Horner, of the late James Horner. There was a very influential soundtrack. That was a very influential film, I should say, Glory. And I'm so much in debt to him. Just another person that I wish I would have met before they passed away. I hate that. I really hate that. I wish I would have been able, if I wasn't able to work with him, I just at least would have been able to say, hello, how you doing, and shake his hand, you know. A very talented guy. He's two great icons, Dick Van Patten and James Horner. And rest in peace, Mr. James Horner. I'm just going to give a moment of silence for both. To close the show, I just want to say thank you for everyone who are listening to us. We're almost getting close to 1,400 views, according to our let's make 1,400 this weekend, right? Let's check it. Definitely check that out. I hope you all be able to keep listening to us. Without you, we won't have an audience. But keep on listening to us. If you have a business and want to advertise with us, please give me a call at 478-731-1926 or contact Marvella Ivory at 478-228-3715. Or you can tweet me at dbarrett478, or you can email us at itsmarvelousradioshow@gmail.com. Be sure to always check us out unless we mention otherwise on our Facebook page every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. and Saturdays and Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m. On behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of the show, this is the D-Man, a.k.a. DB, a.k.a. Derek Barrett, wishing you a wonderful and marvelous Friday. Stay cool and stay cool and keep that AC going. I'm going to close the show with the first minute of Glory. I don't want the musical piece to be cut off. I'll just fade it down, and hopefully you'll be able to enjoy the genius, the legacy, one of the legacies of the Oscar-winning and Grammy Award-winning composer, James Horner. Have a marvelous Friday, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Thank you.
Oh,